Today, we are imagining the possibilities with Chantelle Boucher, Associate Director of Benefits. She has worked at Intellia for 2.5 years. She holds a bachelor's degree in communications from Stonehill College. Prior to Intellia, Chantelle worked as a benefits consultant at companies including Gallagher and Brown & Brown. A fun fact about Chantelle, her first real job was at a music store. Let's dive right in.
Hi, Chantelle. Welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you today. In the show intro, we provided a quick introduction, but we'd love to have you start by telling us about yourself.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here with both of you today. So I'm Chantelle. I am a benefits guru at Intellia. My background really has been in benefits consulting, as you know, you mentioned, and I'm really focused on employee engagement, innovative solutions, and everyone's favorite topic, compliance. So a lot of what I do is, you know, spend around compliance. But I've been at Intellia since September of 2021 and really enjoying kind of everything that I get to do here with an awesome team.
I have been looking forward to this episode for a while because I think there's a lot of unknown when it comes to the benefits world. I mean, Ellie and I sit on HR and I still don't feel like we know exactly what you do. We all just sort of show up to work, we expect, and we are given these amazing benefits. But I know it's not that easy, so I'm curious. It's time to shine the light on your world. Can you give us a deep dive into what it takes to get a company the benefits that we have for full-time employees?
I love this question because I do think there's a lot that people don't know that goes into what I do, right? And you have your experience with me during open enrollment and one-on-one conversations. But there's a lot that goes on internally. And so most employers, just to kind of give a baseline of how this industry works, most employers partner with a third-party broker or consultant, and they really help with placing all of these different programs and managing them throughout the year. So really, we work with all of the different insurance carriers. We kind of evaluate the pricing and the programs themselves, and really looking at utilization of our population. So what are people going for? What kind of are trends that we can kind of get involved in and intervene? That's kind of the fundamentals of, right, what we're offering is to really address the needs of our population. So this isn't just like a static thing that we're looking at once a year as we're going through open enrollment. It's really done throughout the year. And so like right now, we're looking ahead to the 2025 renewal already.
Wow.
And I know it's crazy. We just wrapped up the year, kicked it off, and now we're looking ahead to the next year. But really, it's diving into all the utilization right now. So looking at last year's claim activity, we have a lot of different data that we tap into from different programs that we have, aggregated data. So anyone that's listening, I'm not looking at anything individual, but generally, you know, aggregated data on what's going on with people and, you know, really looking at programs that we can then put in to support. As everybody kind of realizes, we have this open enrollment activity every year, but the underlying contracts themselves are, majority of them are up every year. Medical, death is renewing every year. So that may not be something everyone's aware of, that there's continuous work done on these programs.
Yeah. I thought open enrollment was maybe just for the employees to be able to decide. But I guess to your point, if the contracts are up every year, and it's not uncommon for pricing to change a little bit. Oh, the open enrollment is needed for you all too.
Yeah, absolutely. And so some of our contracts, they're not up for renewal every year. Our life and disability, we generally are looking at multi-year, but for medical, it is almost a guarantee in general, right? Those costs are going up year over year. And so a lot of what we're doing is really looking at how to mitigate those increases. And it's really exciting because, you know, I've worked with Intellia on the plan itself for a while. I think this is the fourth renewal I've worked on, and we've been able to really kind of control our costs better than I would say the industry average. And that's something I'm really proud of that we've kind of been able to do, but it does, it takes a lot of legwork to really look at what's going on. And that was honestly my background as a consultant was really spent on the financial risk management of a plan and compliance. And that's what I get really excited about is like looking at those kind of trends in the population in ways that maybe we can curtail some of those bigger costs. You know, over the summer, we had the on-site mammogram clinic. I'm a huge fan of preventive care going in, even bringing the on-site vision bus on, getting people in to have those preventive visits. You can catch stuff early and it's about being accessible, right? We have people that are working very hard in the lab all day. Yeah. And so trying to bring resources to them is also really important. Yeah. And kind of thinking through our bigger strategy with benefits.
This is fascinating to me because I think I never realized specifically, at a good company, how tailored benefits are to the employee population. And I think, I don't know, now that I'm thinking of it, that can speak volumes to sort of how in touch a benefits team is with, you know, the data they're receiving or just their employee group, because you definitely hear people out in the workforce that are not happy with their benefits. They don't like the benefits plans offered to them. And it's sort of, I don't know, maybe they don't even know that sort of the benefits team has that insight on the back end that they can sort of go and try their best to tailor the options for what their employees need. So yeah, that's really cool for me to learn.
And that's why I'm excited to be at Intellia, because I've probably worked with over 100 different companies in my career. Wow. And not every leadership team is as invested in really the employee experience, the culture. I always say insurance is never, outside of having a child, that's the only positive experience somebody's having with their insurance plan. Oh, and so, right? I mean,
yeah, you're right.
You don't want to be surprised when you have an unexpected cost because you didn't understand the plan and the company really wasn't thinking about, you know, how this was going to impact you when you're going in for some, you know, catastrophic, you know, situation or treatment. And that's something that I feel really strongly about, is maintaining a really robust medical plan, which again is not like the most, people don't get excited about medical insurance, but it's really important when you actually need to use it to have a really strong plan. And so we've spent, that's a primary focus of our program, right? Is to have a really strong underlying health plan and then bring in these really great supplementary point solutions like the Carrot, you know, family and fertility benefit. So that's what I love here. Cause we have the ability and support to do that from the leadership team.
I was just going to ask, I think we think of benefits and we do think medical, which to your point is the biggest one, but can you talk a little bit more either specific to Intellia or high level, what other categories go into benefits?
Yeah, that's a great question. So traditional benefits, you have your health and welfare plan, that's medical, dental, vision, life and disability, your flexible spending accounts, things like that.
Okay.
Then you get into more of the fun perk type benefits. And so we have some really fun benefits like that. We have our education assistance program, you know, a student loan repayment component to that, as well as tuition reimbursement. We have, again, the Carrot, you know, and I wouldn't necessarily call Carrot a perk, right? So Carrot is providing a really valuable resource that supplements our awesome coverage with, you know, Blue Cross, our medical carrier. And they're creating like this great experience for somebody going through a very complicated process. In addition to obviously facilitating that financial incentive within the program. So I hate to use the term perk when I talk about Carrot, because there's so much value there, but it's not a traditional insurance program. So we have, you know, those types of supplementary programs.
And sorry, what is Carrot for those who don't know?
Oh, that's a great thing to clarify. So Carrot is our family and fertility benefit. And essentially all employees at Intellia are eligible for a $20,000 a lifetime benefit towards those out-of-pocket expenses that you incur through your fertility, you know, life cycle. So whether we have a lot of employees that are maybe on the younger side and are not really looking to start a family yet, but they want to start that preservation process for future, you know, family planning. So we have a lot of people that utilize that benefit. We have a lot of people that are in that actual family expanding phase. And so they can use that financial benefit, but also the care navigation team for journeys that, you know, consist of surrogacy, adoption, or that assisted reproductive journey. And then on the, you know, tail end of the fertility life cycle, you have our employees, you know, that are dealing with menopause and low T. And so Carrot really addresses the spectrum of needs that employees have related to, you know, their fertility health, which is just such a cool benefit. If you looked back 10 years ago, nobody was doing stuff like this. And I think that's where, you know, part of what we're looking at this year even more is pulling in our employee resource group. Really want to make sure that what we're doing is meeting the needs of our employees, that they also understand it's available and how to access those benefits, because we offer a lot. You know, we have over 20 5 programs at Intellia, and it's how to make sure everybody understands all the different nuances and opportunities within those. That's a huge challenge, right? How do you communicate all of that? So I think really partnering with the employee resource groups on what's the best way to disseminate this information and engage employees. We want people to be using our benefits. We're investing a lot into them.
Yeah. Right. That's so true. And that actually was going to be my next question. Like, how do you come up with new and exciting benefits? But it sounds like maybe it's tapping into those employee resource groups, looking at the data and what folks are using or not using or need. One new benefit we got this year that was super exciting is overalls, this concierge service. How did you come up with that plan? And maybe talk a little about that.
Yeah. So I am so excited. We haven't even like really launched this benefit. It was a soft launch, right, for January 1st.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we're having our kickoff meeting this month, actually. So we've already had great utilization, though, of this. So this is, again, a great example of what I'm looking at, again, going forward into this year, how we assess things. So last year, looking at utilization, looking at how can we create some efficiency within our program from a financial aspect. Our employee assistance program, great example of, we had great utilization for several years with them. We had a standalone vendor. And then over the last year and a half or so, we saw the utilization really start to dip. And when I talked to people, I talked to people all day throughout the organization, a lot of frustration with utilizing the EAP was the platform was outdated. It wasn't, this kind of tech-backed experience. And outside of the counseling experience, obviously the counseling services are invaluable. And I'm not lumping that into kind of the other platform resources, but a lot of employees were looking for not just a list of resources, right? They wanted that kind of step further. So I, again, looked at a lot of different vendors that maybe enhanced EAP experiences or, outside like concierge benefits. And so what I was able to do was to keep our employee assistance benefit, right? We still have 5 counseling sessions covered. We still have a great kind of robust package there. We bundled that with our life and disability carrier to kind of get the benefit of bulk pricing. So we were able to transition our EAP program and add this new concierge benefit with overalls for a cost neutral basis, which is really kind of important when you're looking at adding benefits, right? We don't want to just add cost, but also, looking at utilization, stress is common everywhere, right? We've got people of different generations. We have our working caregivers. How can we put in a program that will actually meaningfully help to alleviate some of that stress in addition to our, mental health resources and things like that? So I'm hoping that we see with overalls a continued positive experience. I mean, you've used it yourself.
I have. Yeah. I know. I was just going to say, I needed a tax accountant because ours retired, and same thing, they're all open, whatever, 9 to 5. My husband and I are bickering who is going to figure out and find one. And then I was like, wait a minute. And they reached out, they found different local accountants, they sent me their Yelp reviews, then they even went as far as reaching out to see if those folks are accepting new clients and how much they cost. And it was such a game changer because, like you said, they did it all, I think, in less than 24 hours, and it had been on my to-do list since January 1st. So I am so grateful, and I've heard a few others say the same.
It's like having a personal assistant, like just having someone call, make your reservations, appointments for you. Like, what a nice, small luxury.
Yeah. And so that's a great example of a perk type benefit, I think. Again, I think there's other opportunities for us to start looking at other things similar to that they're not significant financial investments, but the value to employees is huge. And that's part of what we look at with utilization too. It's not just the utilization numbers, which is kind of with EAP, we had low utilization numbers, but it's also the value, right? Carrot is a great benefit. We don't have the majority of our employees participating in it, but those that are, we're providing a really special, valuable benefit to them. So it's a balance of looking at kind of everything holistically.
Yeah. So if I try to summarize what your job is, it's, of course, the overall management of benefits. You're then also trying to proactively look at trends within our employee organization and the industry of what might be useful to introduce, like before we even know we need it. Then you're wheeling and dealing these deals and negotiating, trying to get these for us at a good cost. So it's a lot of data and engaging with employees and vendors. There's so much that goes into this.
It's a really fun, interesting, every day's different job.
I bet. And all of this sits under what we call total rewards, which is under the human resources department. So can you break down what a total rewards department is or looks like for those who might not be familiar?
Absolutely. And so David Ciceroni heads up our total rewards and HR operations. So at Intellia, we bundle both of those together. So total rewards is really, again, your total rewards for an employer. That includes your compensation. So Christine Haverty heads up our comp program. So we're talking base comp. Obviously, we've got bonuses coming out soon, promotion cycles, things like that. So Christine's really running with that program. Ashley Conroy is our HRIS manager. She's all things Workday. She and I work very closely together. As you can imagine, a lot of the actual administration of benefits comes through our Workday platform. So she's an awesome, addition to our team from last year. And I think with David kind of heading everybody up, we do dovetail to some degree, right? We're all focused on the employee experience and
that's true.
Again, total rewards together. Mm-hmm. Christine and I work very much in our siloed kind of fields. Mm-hmm. But the great thing about our team, we are very small, but we use each other as sounding boards. So before I start kind of diving down anything, I'm like, I'm looking into this. What do you guys think about it? What do you folks think about it? Because there's so many different things you can do. And that's the same with, I think, even the recognition program last year that Christine was fundamental in rolling out. There's so many different vendors out there in different programs. It's nice to have a little team internally that you can use as a sounding board. And then of course, HR, we use each other as a sounding board as well.
Yeah. But I think was just going to say, recruiting then need you all when we're trying to sell candidates or lock candidates in because of that total rewards package being an important part. And then I have to imagine the HR business partners use you all when the employees need help. So it is all connected.
It is. And I think, our HR team we're really lucky, I think, to all work with each other. We're all here to support each other. And, I think that's a really kind of one of my favorite things about working at Intellia.
Oh, that's one of our future questions. but it's nice to hear that. Obviously, I know you all, the Total Rewards team, but I've never thought about it as you all use each other to share ideas or go through ideas. And the team is actually quite diverse. If I think about it, you all do represent the employee population pretty well. So that is nice to hear that you can bounce ideas off each other and get a good pulse check.
Chantel, in addition to all this work that we just discussed, you also meet ad hoc with employees when it comes to different medical leaves, help with one-off insurance questions, et cetera. So can you share more? And this can be at a high level, but how you juggle all of that in addition to the work that you just discussed.
I use our comm app a lot. I think in all seriousness, right? It's staying mindful throughout the day because you're right, to your point, I get a lot of things thrown at me, which is not unusual. I think if you talk to people throughout the organization, everyone kind of has what they expect their day is going to look like when they start. And then by the end of it, most of the things on your to-do list probably haven't gotten done because of other things that have kind of come across your plate. So part of it, I'll say this is a twofold. So part of it is I always have kind of future deadlines marked well in advance. And I generally am trying to work towards meeting those. So part of it is making sure that I'm always building in lead time for deadlines. Because when we're talking deadlines, a lot of these are compliance deadlines. They're not really negotiable. So it's, again, building in that lead time for it. But then really when something comes across my teams or my inbox, I've gone through my own medical situations myself. I had a child. I've had my own, health issue and had to go out kind of unexpectedly a few years ago. So those experiences were not necessarily with organizations that had a high HR presence. And I will tell you that when I'm talking with employees, I always think about when I was going through those experiences, what I wished that somebody had done for me or helped me to understand. Because it isn't, if you've never gone through a leave before, for example, you don't know how to navigate, you know, what you're entitled to, the process, things like that. And so it's really making sure you have the stressful situation going on, that you really have the information you need, the important stuff. How are you going to get paid? That's an important question, and something that, again, I had tried to ask in my past, and not being able to get an answer, not being able to get an answer timely. Those are things that we don't want to have, you know, our employees experience. So I always, again, I know that it sounds silly, but I always am putting myself in someone else's shoes of like, yes, I've got this other stuff going on and I will make sure it gets done, but I'm here to really support employees first and foremost.
I think we're so lucky to have someone like that on the team, because I agree. I don't think that's at every company. Yes, just thank you. We probably, as employees, don't say it enough, and I'm one of those people who will randomly ping you and expect an answer right away. Thank you.
But on it, I mean, that's, I think, to your point, a large part of my job is administering the benefits program. So it is a big piece of what I do every day. And I enjoy that, because it's something nobody really, and again, when you're talking about health insurance questions, our system in the United States is so convoluted. Mm-hmm. I love to be able to help people navigate that and, again, cut down on some of that frustration they might experience.
Yep. It's all typically like super personal things too, and often urgent or unexpected. I mean, this is so minor, but I know I got married in 2022, took some time off for the wedding and then the honeymoon, and then I came back and it's like, oh shoot, you only have 30 days after a life event to add someone, aka my new husband. And so working with you quickly through that, like, it is a little overwhelming. It's like, oh shoot, why did I take a 2-week honeymoon? but no, it is very appreciated. And I hope if employees listen to this, regardless of what company they're at, but especially at Intellia, they recognize that we are very lucky to have you.
Employees are very appreciative. I think, especially if you've been other companies, right? You have more of a perspective. That's a priority for us at Intellia, in all aspects of, right? Not just with benefits, all of those employee experiences. It's meant to really make people feel supported. And I think we do a really good job at that.
Yeah, I agree. So we are going to take a huge step back, but we want to go back to how you ended up here at Intellia. So can you speak about how you first learned about Intellia and what sort of drew you to apply and interview?
Intellia was my client. So I actually, before I joined Intellia in-house, I actually worked as the consultant on the plan for a year. And I worked closely with David. I loved working with him. And oftentimes you don't get that experience, right, when you're starting a new job, to have that history of actually working with somebody. So he obviously liked working with me as well. And it's kind of funny. I tell people I manifested this job. Like a lot of people during, you know, the initial pandemic and shutdown, I was really assessing kind of what I wanted to do next professionally. I was feeling a little burnt out consulting. I also was a new mom. And so you can imagine with all of that stress, you kind of are evaluating where you want to go next. And so I was really thinking about things that I liked doing, people I liked working with, and how could I make all of that work? And I literally was out with, you know, some coworkers, former coworkers, so my network, right, of other people in the benefits industry. And I was saying, I really just want to work for one of my clients. I wanted to work at a biotech. They have really great benefits. They have really great employees. And that's what I want. And the next week, David had posted a position for the benefits manager. And then I think I saw it. And then it was the summer shutdown. So I had reached out to him and I was like, hey, you know, I'm thinking of leaving consulting, trying to find an in-house position. I love working with you. If you don't feel the same, I understand, that's fine. We can still work together, you know, in the current setup. But the feeling was mutual, and it was one of those, it was just a natural fit. I was able to join and jump right in because I already had been working on the plan for the last year. So it was meant to be.
Next, I'd love to know, what is your favorite Intellia benefit and why?
Ooh, no pressure.
So This is one I think that might surprise people. I am a huge fan of our high deductible health plan with the HSA. And again, I know that it's not one of those like flashy perk type benefits. But for me, I think that it's just, it's a really cool opportunity. The way we've structured the program, there's been a lot of thought put into it so that it's a really valuable benefit. And again, I use the example of having a baby on our plan because that's like the best case big ticket item, right, that you can be using insurance for. I've had a program like that in the past. I had my son under it and the out-of-pocket exposure was significant. I think I paid upwards of $9,000 with insurance to have him. Under our plan, if somebody, you know, was under the high deductible, had a child, their out-of-pocket responsibility is $1,000. I mean, that's the important stuff that I think until you're experiencing it, you don't really understand the value. But we make a significant contribution to the HSA. You're getting, you know, 75% of the deductible funded to you, regardless if you use the plan or not. And so we have a lot of people that are banking that money and they're starting to develop a nice little, you know, additional asset for themselves. So that's the one I get really excited about because, again, it's more of that financial long-term. There's a lot of value there. I love the Carrot program, though. As you know, and we talk about the more fun benefits, Carrot is like a really important program for us. And we were one of the, I think, early adopters of implementing these, and they've become really common now. So I'm glad that we were kind of ahead of the game on that because it's an important thing to be offering to people.
Yep. An important topic for us this season and just at Intellia in general is mentorship. So could you speak about who has been your most important professional mentor and why?
I love this question. So I would say my most important professional mentor, and I've been fortunate to have several, was my first boss, Kevin Ryan. So I started at this really awesome firm right out of college, Longfellow Benefits, and again, had a lot of great mentors there. But for, you know, with Kevin, I think he taught me so many different things outside of the actual like technical skills to do the job. You know, a lot of it is about the way you treat people and the idea of leaving people and places better than you found them. And I carry that with me all the time. You know, I think if more people try to show more respect and just appreciate individuals for who they are. This idea of we're all human, Kevin was one to kind of introduce this to me early on. We're all human, mistakes happen. That's okay. It's how you deal with them, right? Do you run towards the fire? Do you run away from it? When you're dealing with other people, give them grace, right? You never know what's going on with other people in their personal lives that day. Maybe, you know, maybe they got a flat tire and they just had like the worst day ever and they show up and they're just not giving their best self to you. That doesn't mean that you can't make a little bit of a positive impact and turn their day around. And so that's something I carry with me. You know, I think that sincerity that, you know, where it's all about human connection and just trying to make people feel a little bit better than when you started with them.
I love that. Yeah. I feel like that embodies everything that we get to experience working with you. So it definitely is true. And our final question before we enter our rapid fire finale questions that we love to do is, what is next for your career?
So what's next for my career? I think global benefits. If I kind of to foresee where I'm going to start developing some strategy, it'll be probably around global benefits, which again, I touched as a consultant in my past. I think that'll be really interesting to see.
That has to be a totally different beast.
Yeah.
It's interesting. And there's different countries have different regulations and different norms for what's expected for benefits there. One of the things, you know, as I've been bringing in all of these supplemental plans, we look at vendors that also can offer global, you know, benefits because our second, you know, health opinion or second medical opinion benefits, Carrot, these are global providers. So we can continue to offer kind of that same robust benefit as we expand. That's important.
So smart. Too.
Very exciting. Yeah. Okay, it is rapid fire finale questions. I'm going to throw one at you that we haven't used. Can you introduce the sweet baby behind you?
So this is my 8.5-year-old Australian Shepherd, Parker.
Hello, Parker.
You come up here? Yes.
Oh.
He's such a good boy. So for most, if employees are watching and listening to this, they probably have seen Parker camped out on my guest bed for many meetings. Most of the time, he's a very pleasant and quiet office mate, except when I get a package delivered.
Oh, yes.
So sweet. Okay. I couldn't leave him not in the show.
Oh, I appreciate that.
All right, my next one that I'm really excited to hear the answer to, what is a hidden talent of yours?
So this is a fun one, and it's something I was out with, away with friends recently and shocked them. They didn't even know that I had this hidden talent.
Ooh.
I kill it at karaoke, and my go-to is Love Shack.
Ooh, such a crowd pleaser. Love Shack is an excellent song.
Yeah. So that's a little great hidden talent of mine.
Okay, next time I hear it, I'll think of you.
There you go.
And then what is something you're currently working on in your role that you're excited about?
So right now, something I can talk about that I'm working on is bringing back a benefits fair. I think that's kind of an old school thing. Ooh. That went away with the pandemic. But I'm really focused on bringing in some really cool vendors. As you know, I love bringing on preventive care. So bringing in some, you know, biometric screenings, the mammogram clinic again. Some other kind of fun things. So that's the next big project I'm working on for this summer. And I'm really excited. It's fun to get employees together, learn more about their benefits, and then also get some cool swag.
Yeah.
We love swag. Great. And then our last question is, which I know you answered earlier, but if you have anything else, what is your favorite thing about working at Intellia?
As I mentioned, it's the HR team. And I know this sounds silly, but it's really nice to get to work with such a strong and supportive team, like ladies like you.
Oh, that is great. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. If anyone listening has any other thoughts, questions, leave a comment, because this is a world we were so excited to introduce, because a lot of people don't know about it, we don't think. We didn't. I didn't. I learned a lot.
Nope.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks.
Thank you.